This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast where we fangirl.
Basically.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. This is Discovery.
With a K.
I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today we're back with a new group.
Hell yeah.
And I'm excited about this one.
I'm hyped.
She loves ready. Them. Mm. And I love them as well, but I don't know the names.
I'm so. I've been working on it, but I've been listening to their music more than actually watching their content. So
yeah,
it's something that I need to start
need to
doing.
Work on that. Yeah. Mm, yeah. So today we're talking about
Pentagon.
Yay!
It only took us three seasons.
Three seasons.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
I mean.
But we're here for them.
I've been listening to them for a while, so it's not that we just discovered them.
So shall we start with Pentagon?
Yes, because there's quite a few names to get through today.
Also, they're quite a big group.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start with the basic facts.
Okay.
Right, so they were created in 2016.
Yep.
With the survival show Pentagon Maker.
Yes.
They are under Cube Entertainment.
Yeah. Cube Entertainment. I mean, they have amazing artists, but I have a love-hate relationship with Cube Entertainment. It's
my
hard.
God.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
let's move on. Let's not get into agencies right now.
We should dedicate an episode to that. Their fandom name is Universe, which is very sweet.
Adorable.
And currently they have 9 members, and their former member is just the one who is now going under the solo name Dawn, who is, of course, together with Hyuna under P Nation.
Yes. So, the members, 9 members.
Yes. So, we have Hui, Jinho, Hongseok, Shinwon, Yanan, Yeowon, Yuto, Kino, and Woosok.
Yeah.
And they debuted with the song Gorilla, which honestly, I recommend watching the music video just to see the growth, because they were children.
Yeah.
They were children.
Yes.
So let's dive into each member.
Yeah.
I have a small little biography for them, and then we can talk about music and why you should stan.
Yes.
Okay. We have the first member, Hui. He's the leader, producer, writer, main vocal. He's a 93-liner. He writes pretty much most, if not all, of their music.
He's a multi-talented artist.
He's
incredible.
He even wrote a song for 101. Do you remember the song Energetic?
Yeah, was it him?
Yeah, that's him.
Well, that song was huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's very impressive.
The members joke that he's very rich, which
yeah.
I believe.
Probably.
I.
But in fairness, he works hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I suppose we're talking about Kingdom during this.
Yes,
episode.
I have a
so
little.
So let's wait for that then. Yeah, but he's a hard worker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he has a lot of OSTs as well.
Yeah.
The man has vocals.
Yeah.
That dude can sing.
100%.
And something that we're going to touch on in our Road to Kingdom segment is that they sing live.
Yes.
They all
Which
sing
live.
Which
is very impressive because their choreos are quite hard.
Intense.
Yeah.
Yes.
They go off with their choreos.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
So, kudos to them. And also just 100%. They have some super amazing voices in the group. So,
and very interesting rappers as well.
Exactly.
Because their rap line is very distinctive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Who's next in the group?
Next is Jinho.
Okay.
He is the main vocal, 92-liner. He is in the army now.
Yes. I suppose we're talking
about
that
as
well.
They had a Road to Kingdom performance for that, and it just... Ugh.
Tears, people.
I'm pretty sure I cried just some sniffles.
I was probably crying while eating my pizza. We were chatting, the episode. Yeah.
He acted in Age of Youth 2.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole bunch of members that were in that season, so you're going to hear me say that a lot.
Okay.
Apologies in advance for the repetition. The dude can sing.
100%.
Capital S. Also,
he's adorable.
Yeah, he's quite tiny, to be honest. Just,
but in fairness,
when you see the Makne, who's almost 2 meters.
So tall.
And then you see Jinho, who's 160 or something. I don't know. It's like me standing next to my younger sister, who's 185.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's like in 17 when they praise Woozy.
next to Mingyu.
Yeah, I'm like, why? And the thing is that it's not like he is tiny. He's just a standard height. But these dudes are gigantic.
I know. Yeah, basketball players for sure.
Yes, basically.
Mm, yeah.
So who's next?
Next up is Hong Seok.
Okay.
He's lead vocal, 94 liner. The man has abs. He was on the cover of Men's Health.
Yes.
And he's part of BM's Big Titty Gang. So.
It's part of the community.
Look up that cover, please. Because that is insane.
I think I saw it pass Instagram, but not too much.
Okay, so hear me out. Controversial opinion. Their abs are like quite tan because I think they use a little bit of
oil. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have like the
makeup
slightly lighter than their skin tone BB cream, and you're like,
but that's yeah,
man's looking.
There's you know those tones.
Three-tier ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah,
like that.
That's so mean.
No, it's not like he did his own makeup, so it's fine.
Yeah, so he works out.
Yeah,
people. He works out.
But apparently, he enjoys it. So
if he loves it,
if that is your 100%. Way of you know
relaxing,
getting rid of all the stress,
100%. Yeah.
So can't relate though. So
I can actually.
No. All right. Next member is Shinwon.
Yeah.
He's sub vocal. He's a 95 liner. He's also in Age of Youth season 2.
Okay.
I don't have that much information on him, but he seems like a little bit more introverted person.
So he's the mysterious one.
Yeah. He's like the quiet, mysterious
one. There's always one like that in groups.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that there's not much info about.
Yeah.
The reserved one.
Mm-hmm.
That's good though.
Yeah. It's cute, but you know, I just.
Where's the info?
Yeah, exactly. Give me the two.
Okay.
Next one is Yo Won.
Okay.
He is lead vocal, 96 liner, also in Age of Youth.
Okay.
And he also has abs, and he was also on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
So the members of Pentagon are just fit people, basically.
They're not just fit, they're buff. Like,
okay.
Muscle buff. So...
look it up.
If you're looking for that when you want to stan a group, like, you have found your group.
I stan a group because they're buff.
Yeah, imagine. I just stan that group for the abs.
That's something. Wow. Okay. Who's next?
Next up is Yanan. He's the Chinese member. He's sub-vocal and visual. He's a 96 liner. And he plays the traditional Chinese erhu.
I don't know what is that.
I put an image here so you can see it. It's like this long... It's like the Chinese version of a guitar, but like make it prehistoric, you know, long, thin, and...
Does that have
kind
strings?
Of like a violin. Yes.
I'll add the picture here so people can see it.
Yes. Picture.
I hear the
video. Anyway, so he's able to play that, and he has the My Baby part in Shine, one of their songs.
Oh
yeah, it's so cute.
Okay,
he's adorable. He was out for a little bit because he had like some injury.
Okay,
but they usually like were able to put him in like the background of a music video, so he didn't have to like
fully go on hiatus.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, so that he wouldn't have to like dance or you know hurt his injury more, so he had time to you know rest without being completely out of the picture. Next up is Yuto. He's the Japanese member, lead rapper, lead dancer. Go watch a couple of his dance performances because amazing.
Yeah.
He's from 98. He was also in Age of
Youth. From 98.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
He looks
a lot, well, not a lot older.
Not like he looks ancient, but he looks...
I thought that he was at least 27. I thought that, but he's like in his early 20s. Wow.
Yeah.
That's why are they feeding
23,
these
no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
23, 22, 23. Oh, we're bad at maths, I'm sorry.
Turning 23 this year.
Mm-hmm.
International age.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
He has this like catchphrase. You know how like Suga from BTS has the Suga every time he has a rap, right? Mm. Yuto has the same, but he always says Yuto da.
And it's,
the man has this deep voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're like da, 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 da. Yutoda. It's amazing.
But in like Japanese accent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Love it.
100%.
Next up is Kino.
Mm-hmm.
He is, main dancer, sub vocal, sub rapper. He's a 98 liner, also an Age of Youth.
Yeah.
He was a member of the dance team Urban Boys before he debuted in Pentagon.
Okay.
He appeared in Gina's Secret, which is label mates, or was. And he was there together with members Hui, Don, and Yowon.
Okay.
And Kino also has a couple of solo releases.
As in covers or solo songs? Okay.
Are like they a couple of singles.
Okay.
Yeah. They're on Spotify if you want to check that out.
Okay. Link in the description.
Yeah. The easiest thing is just to go to Pentagon's Spotify and then what others also like, go there. Because if you just type in Kino, you get like a whole bunch of these randoms that are just all over the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Next up is the last member. His name is Woosok. He's the maknae. He's the main rapper, sub vocal. He's a 98 liner.
Okay.
He is tall AF.
Yeah.
He's the tallest member. And he's the youngest one.
He's so tall.
He's 188.
Wow.
I actually wrote it down because I was like, this is,
I thought it would be taller, actually. But the way
you put the,
true.
Yeah.
You put like 164. Next to a 188, I look tiny.
And well, you. Like me standing next to my sister, who's also like 185 or something.
You must look
and
tiny.
She's the youngest. So life is horribly unfair, but we're dealing with it. So that's fine. He has a release with Kwanlin of 101.
Okay.
And they released like this EP, and there's even like a Jackson Wang feature on it. So it's quite interesting. Like, it's like 5 or 6 songs, one that they share. It's the I'm a Star song.
Okay.
Super cool. Like, if you have not listened to that yet, listen to it because it's so catchy. And then they have like each a solo song, and then there's a Jackson Wang feature.
Okay.
And I think there might be one more song, but I don't remember that.
So it's fair to say that he's close to Jackson Wang. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose so.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Road to Kingdom.
Let's talk a little bit about Road to Kingdom. So,
because if we didn't love Pentagon before Road to Kingdom, we would have fallen in love, like head over heels.
100%. The thing is that I already knew Pentagon before Road to Kingdom because Shine was massive. Okay?
Yeah.
In fairness, I didn't know about them before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just happened. That was like a summer hit. I think 2017 or 2018. It feels like ages ago.
No.
So I was like, who are these kids? And then Pentagon. But whenever I watched Road to Kingdom, I felt first kind of guilty and bad.
Why?
Because they been out for so long and their fan base.
Well, since 2016.
Was it 2015 or 2014?
2016.
Oh, 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was pointless then.
But it does feel like they've been in the industry for longer. I do agree.
Yeah. So I was like, they're so talented. And then the way that, how passionate they were about, we want to show people how talented Pentagon is. And we want to like basically show them what we're made of. And
basically,
also, yeah. And it was very interesting. Also, I had already watched a couple of, one variety show with Huey. I think it was Who's the Best, a songwriter one.
Ah, yes, I remember you telling me about that, yeah.
Yeah, and he was there as well. And he is so talented.
He's
like
insane. Yeah.
This guy is incredible because he can come up with sad, sad songs. Mm-hmm. And also with these upbeat songs that will have you like hyped up. It is insane, the diversity.
Yeah. Pentagon's discography literally goes to every genre.
100%. But in Road to Kingdom, there was a few things that had me sort of like, first of all, their full performances were amazing.
But so good. And one they didn't win.
Let's not talk about that. But what this performance that they did for the guy that left for the military.
Yes, it was a merge like between Shine and like Spring Flower.
It was like a mashup between 2 songs or 3 songs, I think.
Two.
So The thing is that at that moment, they didn't care about the competition because they just wanted to say goodbye.
Cheyenne's bracelet, that's it.
For yeah. their, to the member. Mm. And it was so emotional. Everyone was crying in the show. All the other competitors were crying. Probably fans were crying. Everyone was crying. And it was so, I loved it. I loved the fact that they didn't care about the competition, but more about their friend, you know, their
Friend, partner, coworker. Like, imagine working with someone for, like, years and you even live together.
Getting ready for, like, this dream. And then he just has to go temporarily. But still, I think it's hard for them.
Mm.
And then, yeah, it was just heartbreaking. If you haven't watched Road to Kingdom, go and watch it because it is. They were all very talented. But I did feel that I started to see Pentagon differently after watching Road to Kingdom.
I feel like after Road to Kingdom, my respect grew a lot for them.
I already...
Like, it's not like I didn't respect them before, but...
Like, before Road to Kingdom, I knew about Huey and how involved he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after it, he's not just involved. He also listens to the members' opinions. Mm-hmm. He also works with them.
Woosuk, for example, has a lot of songwriting credits on their latest album, Weeth. Like, some songs are completely him.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
The fact that he's able to do that and they still, you know, have this incredible partnership is...
Yeah. I mean, they had amazing performances in Road to Kingdom, but my favorite was probably that one. But I'm a sucker for sad things, so I really love
their collab with ONF with...
Amazing as well.
Kill This Love.
That song
was super disturbing and amazing.
Amazing. But the thing is that how they made this song, well-known song, very famous song, by
completely
Blackpink,
theirs.
Completely different. Mm. I was like, how
it's like,
is this?
I've never heard the song before.
The fun bit is that he did it twice. I think they had already done an arrangement for Kill This Up in another version. And then he rearranged the song again.
I think they did like a cover of it before.
Insane people. Mm. The talent is incredible. What was your favorite performance?
I don't know. I genuinely enjoyed all of them.
Okay.
Like, they also had the Very Good by Block B. They had Follow by Monster X.
And then they had the Pharaoh Basque. Concept, with the Egyptian concept. I remember that one. I remember that one. The dude that works out was showing his abs in one of them.
That was Basque, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It had, like, this Mad Max theme.
Yes. Yes, that he was, like, chained, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you like abs, why are we selling it on the abs? Not selling it on the abs. Go watch it for the talents.
Yeah.
Though the abs is a nice plus, I have to say.
Yeah, and they're also very wholesome.
Right?
Yeah. In the show, they were shown as very wholesome. Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Mm. I don't really... I've contemplated watching Pentagon Maker.
Okay.
But I think it's just
I think
be
you wouldn't
too
like
rough.
It. Yes. Those kind of competitions tend to be quite rough.
Mm.
And also quite sad as well.
I don't think I'm gonna
I watched the one from Icon, I watched the one for Monstax, I partially watched the one for Twice. And I don't think you would enjoy that.
No.
At all.
I already had a hard time with Ireland, so
yeah.
I don't think it'd be very fun.
Okay, so should we go to
essential songs? So there's Shine, obviously. Of course. Was their biggest hit. Sha La La for the rock vibes.
Okay.
That song goes so hard. Black Hall, if you want like sexy R&B. Daisy, because that gave them their first win.
Yes.
And I'm still obsessed with it.
Also, that album was amazing. It's like, the other ones are amazing as well, but this one just hit different. It was such a good album.
So good. Yeah. It was an EP. Dr. Bebe.
Yes.
It's just...
I feel like
why do Pentagon songs go so hard?
It's probably because after when I watched the cover for that, I think you were reviewing it, or I was reviewing it. I don't know who was reviewing it. But I watched the cover and I was like, Pentagon... changed for like, you know, I think the era, a couple of years before, they were like with the frog thingy with Naughty
the
Boy.
Thing is, I feel like with every comeback they have such a different vibe.
Yeah, but with
they
Dr.
go from cute to hardcore,
but Dr. Baby,
hardcore,
it was completely different. I was like, is that Pentagon? Mm-hmm. I was absolutely shocked after I saw that.
Yeah. There's Naughty Boy, the one with the frogs.
Yeah, adorable.
That song is so cute.
Adorable. Adorable.
Humph. Mm-hmm. Because that entire music video and the song itself is all about their height difference.
And it's a meme song.
It's a meme song, but it's so catchy. And it's so wholesome and cute. And it's like...
Why the evil laugh, though?
I don't know. It's so adorable.
Okay, the evil laugh is there. Yeah. Okay.
Also, check out their bonus tracks.
Okay.
Because they kind of diss each other.
Oh.
It's like the alarm goes off and they switch bodies. Like Freaky Friday kind of situation. And they're like, my name is this, and I don't flush after I've pooped. Like, stuff like that. It's so funny.
Okay.
It is so funny. It's like, my name is, and I snort. No.
Cute. Okay.
I mean, do watch, like, look at the lyrics for that, because otherwise, like,
context.
You won't get it.
Yeah.
There's Like This.
Okay.
Which is kind of underrated, but it's such, like, a soft pop song, I guess.
I think I haven't listened to that one.
To be honest, I think you might have heard it before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the story repeats again.
Yeah. Then there's the Do It For Fun, which is a song by the Rap Unit.
Okay.
Which is so cool. It's swag.
Wow, okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And then there's Camellia, if you want like a beautiful ballad, definitely recommend that one. Because it's beautiful.
Yeah. Why you should stand Pentagon.
Mm.
Well, let's start off with saying that they are such hard workers.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying that they always aren't, but seeing Pentagon going through what they go through to create music is insane. It's like, I think in Cruel to Kingdom, Huey didn't go to their dorm for like 1 or 2 days.
When he was like rearranging the song, right?
Yeah. Mm. And then the man was like, he didn't come home. We have to get him food. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, all of them with food. They were like, we're here for with food. Where are you? Where did you go? So first of all, that shows that they have a wholesome relationship and they're like brothers, and that's awesome. Mostly self-produced.
Yeah.
And also you have different genres within.
Exactly.
It's insane.
I have like 6 reasons.
Okay.
I'll just fly through them, right? So excellent lyrics and production.
Yes.
Which we just mentioned. Literally every genre. I try to be like genre inclusive in like the essential songs.
Yeah.
So that there's something
different.
Like, even if you if you don't like K-pop, you'll like this song or you'll like that song. Like,
the thing is that people tend to think that K-pop will be just pop, but that's just a general term.
Yeah, that's
within that
quite
there
a basic
is
opinion.
Yeah, within that there is so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is insane.
Mm.
It's like saying that a pop artist from any other country will have just pop in their music. That's not necessarily true, because they might be pop because they're popular.
I mean, look at Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's a pop artist that does folk music.
Exactly. Well, she kind of started off as a folk musician.
She was a country musician.
Right.
She was country, then she switched to pop. And then she's amazing as well.
Yes,
so pop is not
the Bon Iver vibes.
So pop is just a term that people use for popular music.
Yeah.
But there's so much more. So much more.
There's layers.
Yeah.
As Shrek told us in the Bible. The third reason is that they're quite unproblematic. I haven't really had any major scandals apart from Don leaving. And that was mostly the agency's fault.
Yeah.
They're super wholesome.
100%.
Like, if you watch their dynamics, they're
adorable.
Very brotherly, teasing, stuff like that.
It's cute.
They seem like total sweethearts.
They do.
They're age-appropriate standing.
Age-appropriate. What you have, they're very young ones, also, like, early 90s
I know,
ones.
But it's completely different. With these guys, I can be like, yeah, they're hot, and I won't feel weird about it. You
Why?
Know? Because the youngest one is from 98.
Okay.
And he's a maknae, so I'm like, older, hello.
Yeah, I guess I understand that. Yeah. I mean, but seeing that idols are getting younger and younger. Right now, I think it's them. It's holding auditions, and they're looking from 2002 to 2008 born. As in
2008?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, to train them. Yes. Imagine. So when I saw the actor, I was like, "What? That seems like short. They're like 12 old. Right now, like 10, 12 or something like that." Anyway,
I feel old.
Yeah. So,
anyways, so yeah, age appropriate standing because they're kind of hot as well.
For older stands, yeah. As in people that have been listening to K-pop for a while, I suppose that's a fact.
Yeah. Anyways, that was it.
That's it for Pentagon. Okay, so we've done a couple of, you've done a couple of reviews from Pentagon Music, so go ahead and check them in the kmail.com, please.
Excuse the fangirling, because
it's heavy. But we do that in every single release, in fairness.
I know, but like Pentagon, usually I'm like, this song is so interesting.
So if you want to watch this video, please go ahead and check our Patreon for this video and also more exclusive content. We have loads of reviews there, the podcasts, the videos that are there as well. So go ahead and check us out. And yeah, that was it for this episode of Discovery with a K.
My first Pentagon album is in the mail.
They're coming.
I finally bought one.
Yes. Daya. Girl, the album industry is killing my finances. Same. Yeah. Well, anyway, people, we'll see you next time. We'll see you next time with a new episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.